Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from the RJ Hamster Show here in Santan Valley, where it's 68 degrees at 50 minutes past the hour of 8, I'm going to read a balance in life. Pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given, and you will receive even more. That's from Mark chapter 4, verse 24. There is always balance in life. What we receive unfailingly depends on what we give. It is true of a study of the Bible. We often feel that there are certain parts of the Bible we cannot relate to. If, however, we study these parts, they are often the sections that yield the richest harvest. A superficial study of any topic doesn't really interest us, while intensive study always excites and fascinates us. It is especially true of worship. The more we bring to the house of the Lord in worship, the more we get out of it. There are wrong ways in which we go to the house of the Lord. We might go only to receive. It is then that we criticize the organist, the choir, and the preacher. We see the whole service as a performance that is presented to entertain us. No, we must be willing to give. We must remember that worship is a corporative act. It is always wrong to go to church without any expectations at all. It must just be a custom in our lives. Then we go without expecting anything, the result of habit or routine. We should remember that we go to church to meet with God, and when that happens, anything can happen. We may also go without preparing our thoughts or our hearts. Often we are in such a rush simply to get there in time. We need to meet God in prayer before going to church and asking for His blessing on our gathering. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for moments of worship where I am blessed by my meeting with God. The perfect church service would be one we were almost unaware of. Our attention would have been on God. That's C.S. Lewis. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God, and thanks be to the R.J. Hamster and the RJ Hamster Show.